We're back.
Okay, and last time you brought up marigold and how colors and stones and sounds all integrate into one another.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Oh. And go. That's a whole workshop. That's truly a whole workshop. But your colors go with your chakras. Any of the white flowers are purity, angelics. Okay, so you look for your flower essences, and you'll find that they'll all be like in your whites. Your energy flowers, hibiscus, reds, or red, your reds. They match the colors dealing with your chakras.
So the color chart that we have available online can be applied to more than just the aura.
Sure.
It can be applied to fruits, vegetables,
everything.
So if you're being drawn to a color for a day, like you need to wear red for a day, or you
need the energy. You're low in energy, and that red will boost your
energy.
Or when
I had to go find my purple shirt tonight to wear.
Ups your spiritual energy. Yeah. Colors, everything. It all works together.
Synchronicity.
You think?
So, what she's saying about food, though, could the color of the food affect your...
They all work. Sure.
I mean, is that how, though? I mean, is...
Basically, yeah.
So, a green apple versus a red apple? A healer versus the energy?
Yeah. They would work.
Because the green apple is white inside.
I mean, well, they're all white inside.
They're all white inside.
So, it would be wise to eat many different colors of the rainbow.
Always.
And
you
to not just eat fried food that's...
Right. You always eat all the colors within those...
Or fried
those
food.
Absolutely.
So if you're craving a red color, that means your root chakra needs... Or is that anything?
You need energy.
Your root chakra.
Energy.
Good, good, good.
I love watermelon. I can eat watermelon.
So yeah, they all come together. And when you realize that, then you start looking at stones and flowers and all your foods, your vegetables, with a whole different perspective.
Balance.
Balance, yeah.
I've needed balance lately.
You're a squash.
Liz was asking about attachments,
yeah,
and just how they happen. And can you just kind of...
How spirits can attach to you?
Yeah, how you get attachment.
Drive down the freeway. Somebody died on the freeway in an accident or got hit. And they get caught in your energy, and they attach at the base of the skull.
Can that interrupt your sleep?
Oh, yeah.
Can they interrupt your sleep? Suddenly, like a crazy person jumps out of bed and not like sleepwalking, but like and then jump and run.
Well, that can happen, or you can have a really like a terror, night terror, which is like a dream.
But it's never dreams. It's never something.
Have you done the lifting?
No, I don't know.
That's what you just got.
Right. We'll lift tonight. She'll
need
lift.
You do the lifting.
She'll lift tonight.
That will probably stop. When you have spirits attached to you, which is about 99% of the human race has something attached to them, if you have a lot, very often before you go to sleep at night, you'll notice different faces going over your mind screen. And these are people you don't know, male, female, young, old. Those are the people that are attached to you.
Can you see, I feel like I can see them even if I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like there's someone in the apartment.
Well, that isn't necessarily someone that's attached into your energy field. It can be attached to either an object in your apartment or the apartment itself. Or it can be one that wandered in.
She could lift her apartment though, right? Do a spiritual cleanse it and
take
a salt water bath too would help her.
We get transient spirits
all the time.
But
they're people that died relatively close by, or if you're by a cemetery, it's a real hassle. They just come wandering in, And they may stay there for a few days. They may plant there for a while. Or they just may wander through and go someplace else.
Well, they can attach your aura, too.
They can, but generally don't. They can't. A really bad place for spirit possession are malls, hospitals, funeral homes. Mm-hmm. It's almost a guarantee. Cemeteries, almost a guarantee on that one, too. And casinos are really bad.
Really?
Clubs.
Clubs, yeah.
Well, then, and alcoholic ghosts hang out of bars, right?
Right.
Because that's where they're. And they're going to try to attach to get the alcohol from the,
yeah,
the living.
And if you're
imbibing,
if you're drinking,
you're doing your resistance too.
You're lower. Yeah.
Or doing drugs.
Doing drugs.
Or depressed.
Which they in turn and they make you crave more drugs, more alcohol.
Or if you're depressed too.
Yeah.
That lowers your immunity to that.
But when you go home and do your lifting, you take care of that.
You take care of that.
But if you don't know about the lifting.
Now, if you have, you know what? If you don't know about lifting, you're in trouble.
Is there a particular time that you wake up?
Yeah, it's around 2.
Do you think it would help her to put the wooden, silver, iron cross in the Bible with her picture under the bed? Remember you said that?
Yeah.
That would help her?
That's for,
no,
witchcraft.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good thought.
Remember you said put on the 91st Psalm, put your picture in there.
It's protection from the demonic.
Demonic. Well,
doesn't do a thing.
She might not have a demonic.
No. Doesn't do a thing for
spirits. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's better or better, but sometimes I feel it touching my face like this.
That can be a spirit not attached to you, but around you.
But regardless of if it's good or bad, you still don't want them on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People,
it's weird to wake up and have someone there.
People,
it's not invited.
Don't need to be stuck into this earth realm. They need to be sent to the light. They don't need to be stuck here because they incarnate from here. And when they incarnate from here, they incarnate with all their problems. When they go into the light, they get cleansed of those problems. Then they can choose what they want to accomplish in that next lifetime. And they can better evolve.
Grow.
Yeah. And you can't do it if you keep incarnating from the outer darkness.
What makes them stay here then?
They don't know.
They don't know anything. They don't know to go to the light, right?
There's some people don't know they're dead.
A lot of times they don't know they're dead. Because if you're alive, you're not dead.
Especially suicides. Suicides don't know they're dead most of the time, right? You said that. Suicides don't know they're dead.
No.
Try testing out.
Well, that's what I tell people. If you're in question, if you are concerned, put your hand on something. If it goes through, you're in trouble.
Wasn't there a time that you said, if you're waking up between like midnight and 3, you should ask for forgiveness from past?
Vexations. No. He's talking about vexations.
I'm talking, that's vexation. If you wake up in the morning being vexed, you know, with constant negative thoughts.
Okay.
That's a vexation.
Okay.
Then you ask for forgiveness for all sins committed, knowingly and unknowingly, in the name of Jesus Christ. And it'll stop.
I do that every night.
Safer.
That's part of my prayers at night. Spirits come and go all the time. My house is for children.
Any questions? That was it?
Mm-hmm. I was double checking.
I don't have it. I left it at home. Dave, you got your phone with you?
What do
you want? The Lord's Prayer translated directly from Aramaic into English.
Really?
On the Google machine?
Huh?
From the Google machine?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole...
That's all she has to hear.
Very interesting.
Can you put that on the website?
Translation. Because, you know, I mean, the Lord's Prayer, they went from Aramaic, first written down in Greek, and then translated into Latin by the Catholic Church, and then into German by Martin Luther, and then into English in the King James Version.
And you lost a whole lot.
And there's quite translations on it. If you look at it directly from Aramaic to English,
Would you like me to read it aloud?
Yeah, it's quite eye-opening.
O thou, from whom the breath of life comes, who fills all realms of sound, light, and vibration.
Wow.
May your light be experienced in my utmost. May your light be experienced in my utmost holiest. Your heavenly domain approaches. Let your will come true in the universe and all that vibrates, just as on earth that is material and dense. Give us wisdom, give us wisdom, understanding, and assistance for our daily need. Detach the fetters of fault that binds us, karma, like we let go the guilt of others. Let us not be lost in superficial things, materials, and common temptations, but let us be freed from that which keeps us off our true purpose. From you comes the all-working will, the lively strength to act, the song that beautifies all and renews itself from age to age. Sealed in trust, faith, and truth, I confirm with my entire being.
That is so accurate.
Think about
that. That's just beautiful. So accurate.
I always wondered why you said, don't lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Why are you asking God not to lead you into temptation? God doesn't lead you into temptation.
I like to point it out.
That's just that's the way the translation kind of like came out.
Well, all the vibration and all those terminologies are right.
Right. What I like, the best part I like about it, and I just cried when I read it the first time, is keep us from being distracted from our purpose. Keep us from being distracted from what keeps us off from our purpose. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, the light, like your light.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you like this to go on the website?
Because that's fabulous.
I'd like a comment. You're the man, Steve.
I've been reading that at night now, or in the morning when I get up, when I say prayers.
That's fabulous.
Because I'm like, whoa.
You print it out? Can you print me out a copy?
Yeah. Well, if you think about that, I mean, they asked Jesus, when we pray, Lord, how do we pray? Right. When we pray, how do we pray? This is how you pray. And this is what he said to them. And of course, even this translation is a little bit off from the Aramaic, at least it's a lot more accurate than what we've got.
From Aramaic to Greek to Hebrew to Greek to Latin.
And that surprises me because in the Greek Bible, it's in the Orthodox Bible, it's as we see it normally. Mm-hmm. So that surprises me that it's been translated down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Look at the first word.
What's that?
Sure.
Hey, can I get a copy of that too, please?
Yeah, it's funny because there's one word in Aramaic and there's a whole sentence in English, and you're like, whoa, man, they had one word for a whole sentence.
What is that?
And what's a boo?
It means the chosen.
Wow.
What is it? The boo?
Aboo. Not to be confused with Abu, the monkey from Aladdin.
I love him, by the way.
Okay, change the subject.
What about Edgar Casey, Steve?
I was watching a show on Edgar Casey, and they asked him how he did his readings and how he helped people, and he said he referenced, during a session, he would reference their subconscious, the person's subconscious, and the Akashic records. Mm-hmm. And I was just wanting... I just thought that was interesting, how he kind of cross-referenced the library, if you will, on people to figure out what's going on with them, you know. And I just wanted you to address the Akashic records a little bit.
What do you want to know?
What are they?
They're the records of all your past lives to present.
And all actions?
Every aspect of that particular lifetime. Through present moment.
Mm-hmm. Do you tap into those too?
Sure.
When you do the past life thing or all the time?
Well, you said about a month ago too, you can look at the Akash, right? You can.
I showed you how to do that.
Right, you do like the hand.
Yeah. You can do that. You can practice it. I can't tell you who can and who can't. You'll find out. You have to try it.
If you keep asking, it'll probably come to you, though.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
Well, then you have to go back and find out.
It was a month ago.
No, was it? Was it a full month ago?
No, it's longer than that.
It may have been the one meeting I missed. That's what I'm saying.
All the audio is up, but considering the little interweb issue that I've been having connecting to my computer, we've got audio, and I've been good to get that there. So,
So it's some kind of something you do with your hands?
Yeah, you hold the wrist of the other person. Mm-hmm. They hold yours, you hold this, so that your palm is to their wrist. Mm-hmm. And you say, do I have permission to read your Akashic record?
And they say, yes.
And then you go, but you find out which lifetime do you want to know about.
Wow.
Like three lifetimes, you say what number you want? Or?
Well, is it my last? Is it the one that has the most influence in this lifetime? Is it the one that has more influence on the relationship that I'm in right now that is exploding all over the place? So you can go to that particular lifetime by referencing your question as to what you want to know.
Now, question. I wear a lot of bracelets. Would I need to remove them?
Of course.
But you leave the watch on.
It's skin to skin. Yeah.
Skin to skin. Take it off.
Mm-hmm. Between the two of us, we can drain the battery.
So, okay, so anybody can do this?
I don't know.
That's what you're, okay.
That's what I was taught. I was taught how
That's
to
how
do
you
that.
Were taught to do
That's
it.
That's how I was taught to do it. Now, I have seen others that were able to do that. I don't know. Find out.
And the way Edgar Cayce described it, it was like he was going kind of into a library.
His was completely different. It had nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
His was, he actually went into a different, he went into a sleep state, like a hypnotic sleep state, where he would actually go into the library with the Akashic records, and he could go to that particular reference area, and he could look to see what
That's
they needed.
Super cool.
Right.
But you understand that you are your own library. You're a hologram of every experience you have ever experienced since you were created. So within you lies the library.
That is why you can ask yourself.
That's why you can ask your soul, because your soul has all knowledge of not only you, but of Creator, because Creator created soul.
The Creator is soul.
Yours, mine, all of us. And we're all equal, like it or not.
So raise
no matter what.
How do you ask? You just say
that.
With a finger test.
Kinesiology thing.
Yeah.
This is the easiest way, which is kinesiology. They can show you, or you can get on the web. I teach you how to do that there. And that way it gives you knowledge on a soul level, bypassing conscious and subconscious, going directly to the soul. Now your soul has all knowledge. You would ask from this day all the way back through any past lives. You can't go future because you have decisions, free will decisions to make that can change your future.
And you don't want to ask things you're not supposed to because it can mess you up.
Yeah.
That needs to be stressed.
Yeah, if you play with it.
What would be an example of that?
Oh, you could ask things like, did my son leave his keys in the car or in the house? Did he leave it in the house? These aren't your questions to ask.
Everything has to pertain to you.
I see what you're saying.
And the past.
And not the future. You can't go in the future. You can say, did I lose my ring? Is it in the house? You can do that.
If you're questioning a situation that you need to make a decision on, you could ask, would it be to my highest good to make this choice? Okay. Sorry, that was a question that wasn't stating.
It's really tricky there. When you get into that, my suggestion, so you don't mess up your fingers, your kinesiology, you can put a photograph to the palm of your hand, closing your hands like so. Or a person's writing in ink. Or you can ask a question dealing with, say, a trip or something of that nature. Put it to your palm. All right, is this good for me or is this bad for me? If it's good for you, it will come into the body. Okay? If it's bad for you, it will go out from the body.
And that can be applied to things like foods or medicines.
Yeah, sure can.
And people.
Oh, yeah, especially people. And if it's really bad for you, it can go way far away from the body. In other words, you are repelled by it. And it is repelled by you, your energy. So you know that if you had, let's say you've got somebody that you think might be the perfect mate for you, and you get their photograph, you put it to the palm of your hand, you drop it down, is this person good for me or bad for me? And your arm goes like that, they're probably going to kill you.
That escalated quickly.
So you said, what about, so take a, just put like a spinach or something in your hand too, or whatever, or anything you want?
Anything you want.
But pick a person for the picture.
But like a medicine that has been prescribed to you.
Okay.
Right hand.
Either way. Preferably your major hand. If you're left-handed, I'd do the left hand.
Gotcha.
Your right hand. But it's really cool, and it works. It's kinesiology.
Wow. Put it directly to your hand. Don't use plastic.
Yeah,
you can't do plastic. Be if it's in plastic. It won't work.
But you want the ink or the picture to go against the palm of your hand.
Like that.
Like that. To the palm of your hand. It's a wonderful tool.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
What about when you're reading, if you're reading a photo, though, you don't have to touch it with your palm. You can touch it with your fingers, correct?
Yeah.
If it's for someone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what if somebody wanted, I have the perfect job, what if somebody, 25-year-old, wanted to work at a company, that'd be the same thing, put their business
name.
Card or something like that in their hand, say.
Yeah, company name, put it to the palm. And if it's neutral, it just won't move. It won't move.
Oh, but you said good comes in and...
Okay. But neutral is not bad. That's not a bad thing. If it goes away from your body, either front, back, or side, and the farther it goes away, the worse it is for you.
Does that have a significance, front, back, or side?
No.
It's just getting away whatever we can.
Different people do it different. It just does it different ways.
It's probably pretty accurate with the spouse, though. You know, the person you think that's the person, probably pretty accurate with that, because...
Yeah, it does work.
Spirit world would know.
And
about
you need to ask. Do you need to ask anything?
Yeah, you need to say,
is this person
this good for me or bad for me?
Or is this person good for me or bad for me?
That's right. And if it's neutral, they're neutral.
Do you need to use their name?
No, you just put it to the palm of your hand.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure. I love sharing these little tidbits. They're really cool things to know. And they work. That's what's so neat about them. But if you get freaked out over it, you can mess it up, and then it won't work. Because then you've lost faith and trust in self. And you do that.
Can it start working again if that happens? Like down
you're gonna
the
have you got to, you're gonna have to. Don't program an answer. Because you do it, you make your mind blank. You don't go, oh, please say yes. Because it'll say yes. You'll override it.
That makes sense, too.
Then you messed up.
Because you're reverting, you're using your free will to make it say yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I've never heard you say anything, I don't think, about an Ouija board. That's pretty evil.
I hate Ouija boards.
Oh, okay.
Do not use Ouija boards. It's like the internet. Anything and everything can go through there.
You can get catfished by a Ouija board.
You can. You truly can. It's like opening your house and saying, anyone that wants to come in, come on.
It's a good way to get a dark attachment, too.
Yeah.
Demonic.
You're inviting the dark. You're inviting the dark to attack.
They shimmy straight on into your house and say, hello. That's I am here.
You're inviting the dark in by doing that.
Yes, you are.
I have no interest, but I always wondered about people kind of pre-programming, almost kind of pushing the thing over to what they're wanting, you know.
Actually, it works rather well. Automatic writing is also very dangerous. Same thing as a Ouija board.
You're saying the dark would make you write?
Sure.
Okay.
I can interrupt, but you know, I brought this up to Carol because I just don't know if anybody else is interested, but in 2 minutes... The International Space Station is going to fly over, and it's going to be one of the best viewings.
Go check and see what it looks like outside. If it's cloudy.
Yeah.
If it's cloudy, it'll be a waste of a try.
View of the sky.
It'd be cool to see.
You got any more questions to ask him?
It's okay. Are you kind of overwhelmed because that happens?
I kind of prepped her a little bit.
They scared him.
I did not
see that. He was like, Carol's going to talk about aliens and they're going to jump out and attack.
I shut up. I never said
the
that.
The aliens are actually in the back
did not
room
say
on the
that.
Left, so
I
back there.
Then he told her there were dinosaurs on the ark.
I shut up. He can't get over that joke.
And suck it. No.
Yes, it's clear.
It's clear.
I'm going to help you.
Yeah, I'll try that.
In 2 minutes?
We can't lift it 2 minutes, can we?
Yeah. By about, well, NASA time is about 2 minutes kind of slower than it's going to happen to 1 to 3 minutes.
All right, okay.
You want to lift?
We don't have time to do that.
We can't do lift.
Come back in.
Oh, we're going to do that. We're just going to watch it and then we're going to come
back in. They come back in.
Nobody